Hello everyone, this is Patricia Goslin from the Prosperity Zone site. Today we're going to see how we can learn to be kinder to ourselves so that we can reach our goals easily, with more fun, more grace and more joy. So how can you be kinder to yourself? Think about a goal that you would like to reach since months or weeks or years and you haven't been able to reach in the field of health or in the field of economic prosperity or in the field of relationships. So write your goal down in a piece of paper and say, for example, I would like to lose weight, or I would like to weigh 60 kilos or I don't know, 90 pounds, and I haven't been able up until now to eat in a healthy way. Or I would like to learn to communicate in a kind way, in a kinder way, in a more compassionate way. Write down your goal, and remember all the times that you have wanted and you have tried to reach this goal, and there was a part of you that was resisting. So knowing that there is always a positive intention behind every behavior, the fact of knowing that there is a positive purpose and intention behind each behavior helps you to accept yourself more easily. So the point is acting as if the principle of knowing that there is always a positive intention gives you an outlook around life that is more fulfilling, that is more satisfactory. So, for example, let's take your goal. Let's say that a part of you wants to learn to play tennis or wants to do more sports, and another part of you says, no, this is a loss of time. Going to the gym means that I would be losing my time. So instead of judging yourself because there is a part of you that resists the change or resists to start a new habit, try to take notes in the same sheet of paper, asking yourself, what purpose is this part of me that resists? What is the purpose? What purpose are you serving? When you're speaking to this part that is resisting the change, that is resisting going to play tennis, that is resisting doing what the other part of yours would like to do, what is the purpose? What is the positive intention? What are you trying to protect me from? And take notes, being in contact always with your intuition and your heart. It is very important that while you're writing down what your positive intention is, that you feel that you're in the flow, okay? So there is no right or wrong answer to that. So once you have seen what is the positive intention behind a behavior that you do not like, and once you have seen that this part is trying to protect you from something, for example, this part is protecting you from losing time, or this part is protecting you from wasting too much effort by doing sports, or this part wants you to be more productive by doing something else, taking care of others or taking care of your business or of something else. So once you have seen this, it's much more simple to let go of the resistance, okay? And the second part of the exercise is about coming to a negotiation between the parts. So what is the part that wants to play tennis and wants to have sport, to do more sports, what does it want for you? Most probably it wants you to be more healthy, it wants you to be fit, and it wants you to have more energy, for example. And the other part, the one that is resisting, is trying to make you feel more productive. So both of these parts have a positive intention for you. As an NLP trainer and practitioner, I can help you very easily to integrate all the parts that are resisting and also the parts that want something for you, so that you can easily live the life that you want and you can easily let go of your worst fears by focusing on what you most want in an easy way, in a natural way. So if you want to learn more, you can, and if you want to try to have a free session with me to integrate the parts that resist a specific goal with the other parts that want the specific goal, please go on and go to my site www.patriciagozan.com, subscribe to my mailing list and ask for your free Abundance of Prosperity session. I'll be very happy to help you. Thank you. Bye-bye.